I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 10th. There were 12 new cases of coronavirus confirmed in Quincy yesterday, with 181 active cases in the city. Quincy's positivity rate is 2.61%. The city is in the yellow category on the risk assessment map. There have been 146 deaths. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch says he'll ask the city council to approve borrowing $450 million to pay the city's pension liability, including pensions for Quincy College. During his annual State of the City address outside City Hall yesterday, Koch laid out a plan to revive the college, which includes building a new home for the school and developing programs to encourage Quincy public school students to attend Quincy College. COVID-19 vaccines are being given out at some Quincy senior citizen complexes. Mascon Medical Company has teamed up with Quincy's first responders to vaccine residents at Granite Place and several other nearby elderly buildings. Mascon is working with the State Health Department on mobile vaccine delivery to assist seniors who can't get to a vaccination site. Two members of the Friends of Wollaston Beach will participate in Save the Harbor, Save the Bay's annual Shamrock Splash at Wollaston Beach this Saturday. Mike Mazremus and Bob Verney will take the plunge at 11 a.m. to raise money for free public events on the beach this summer. Save the Harbor, Save the Bay says they hope to be able to sponsor free events on state-run beaches from Nahant to Nantasket, depending on the status of the pandemic. Traffic note: Four River Bridge scheduled to open Wednesday at 8:45 a.m. and Thursday at 6:30 a.m. I'm Joe Catalano with a QATV news update for Wednesday, March 10th.